91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Josita Barros with 91X News. It doesn't appear as if there are any plans for Belleville and Kingston area schools to follow the recent banning of hardballs at an elementary school in Toronto. Earlier this week, students at Earl Beattie Elementary School in Toronto were told not to bring soccer balls, footballs, baseballs, and tennis balls to school. This after a mother said she suffered a concussion after being hit in the head with a soccer ball. Richard Holmes is supervising principal of human resources at the Limestone District School Board. He says such a ban is a small possibility.
You know, hopefully you don't have to go down that route, but, you know, ultimately if there was an issue and there was concern, you know, that may be something we'd have to take a look at. But certainly at this point in time in our board, that hasn't been an issue, and certainly our principals are on top of safety at the school, and that has not been a concern that's been raised in our board, and hopefully it's not a route that we have to go.
The ban at the Toronto school went into effect 2 weeks ago. A private investigator is testifying the young man accused of killing four women told him he saw them plunge into the canal in a car, but didn't call for help. 20-year-old Hamed Shafia and his parents are each charged with four counts of first-degree murder, after his sisters and his father's first wife were found dead in a car submerged in the Rideau Canal in 2009. Court has already heard that weeks before the four died, Mohammed Shafia asked a relative for help to drown his eldest daughter, calling her a prostitute for visiting a library, spending time with friends, and dating. Former Army Reservist Matthew Wilcox has been sentenced to 4 years in jail for fatally shooting fellow soldier Corporal Kevin McGinney in Afghanistan. John Legwandowski of the Canadian Press has more.
Matthew Wilcox was found guilty earlier this week of criminal negligence causing death and negligent performance of a military duty after shooting McGinney dead at Kandahar Airfield in 2007. He previously told the court-martial that he fired his weapon in self-defense as he reacted to what he thought was a threat inside the tent. This is Wilcox's second court-martial on the matter. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and thrown from the military after he was found guilty at the initial trial in 2009. That verdict was set aside last year, a new trial ordered after Wilcox's lawyers argued the makeup of the military jury was unfair. John Lewandowski, The Canadian Press, Halifax.
The World Trade Organization has sided with Canada in a trade battle with the United States over labeling of beef and hog exports. In 2008, Canada complained that a U.S. regulation for country of origin labeling on meat packaging discouraged imports, added to export costs, and lowered Canadian cattle values by about $100 a head. The U.S. has 60 days to appeal the ruling. It appears that when the going gets tough, the tough head for a bar. A new Gallup poll shows alcohol consumption hit a 25-year high in the United States last year. Experts believe people aren't necessarily trying to drown their financial sorrows in liquor, but if they're unemployed, they have more time to drink, and going to bars gives them the camaraderie they're missing at the office. That's 91X News 2402. Here's Taylor Renkema with sports.
There's plenty of Junior A action with three East Division games on the schedule tonight. The Trenton Golden Hawks host the Whitby Fury, while Peterborough travels to Lindsay to face the Muskies. The final game has Coburg Cougars taking on the Wellington Dukes. All games will start at 7:30. As of now, Trenton and Coburg are tied for the leadership of the East Division with 37 points each. The Toronto Maple Leafs received some good news Friday when their top goaltender James Reimer returned to the ice during an optional practice. Reimer's been sidelined since getting hit by Montreal Canadiens captain Brian Gionta on October 22nd. The Leafs have said he's experiencing concussion-like symptoms. He last practiced with the team in New York on October 26th and reacted positively to today's workout. A Canadian is the best in Major League Soccer. Toronto native Dwayne DeRosario has been named the league's MVP. The DC United midfielder also won the Golden Boot as the league's leading scorer. DeRosario was an MVP finalist in 2005 and 2006. World champion Patrick Chan overcame a stumble at the start of his short program to take the early lead from Songnan of China at the Trophy Bombard. The 20-year-old from Toronto toppled and fell backward onto the ice after completing a quadruple toe loop, triple toe loop combination. He was skating to take five and was faultless for the remainder of his program. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 7. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Temperature steady near 6. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon, and a high of 9. It's 4 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Taylor Renkema. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.